You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll lead with the fight over raising America's debt ceiling to pay for past Democratic and Republican spending, with actual U.S. government defaults expected to start in late spring unless some deal is reached. Some House Republicans are using the ceiling to pressure Congress into unspecified spending cuts. The head of the International Monetary Fund has just warned that U.S. consumers will suffer if the U.S. stops paying back its debt. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that.
International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva tied the fate of U.S. consumers directly to the debate over the debt ceiling in an interview on 60 Minutes. Congress has to raise or suspend the debt limit so the U.S. government can continue borrowing money to pay its bills. Otherwise, the U.S. will default on its debt. Congressional Republicans want Democrats to agree to budget cuts in exchange for raising or suspending the debt ceiling. The Biden administration says that's a separate discussion. Georgieva told 60 Minutes the pandemic and the war in Ukraine have taught us that what she calls the unthinkable can happen. If the U.S. did default, it would be a lot harder for the federal government to borrow money in the future. It would pay a much higher interest rate. That would trickle down to consumers because rates on things like mortgages, car loans, and credit cards are tied to what the U.S. pays on Treasury bonds. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.